Can we start? Baka mapanaginipan nyo pa to, in at on. Okay, a few things that we have left. One is articles, the other one is pronunciation, and then some tips. Okay? Okay, articles. I'm not talking about articles that you photocopy or that you print or something that was published. I'm referring to the words the or the, a, and an. Okay? The is when you are referring to something specific or something definite. Okay, so you say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other. Right? But you say, I think I have a solution to your problem. I think, unless you have, you're so sure, I think I have the solution, the only solution to your problem, then you use that. But you're providing a possible solution, then you say, ah. Right? Okay? Okay. You use an when the word that follows starts with a vowel sound, not necessarily a vowel. It has to be based on the sound. I need an honest, remember we said it's not honest, it's honest. I need an honest answer from you. Okay? I have an understanding with this person. An understanding, because the sound is a and it's a you. Okay? But what if your word is unicorn? What is the sound of unicorn? Y, diba? So even if it's a you, what should the article be? A or an? I want a unicorn for Christmas. Okay? So it is a. Okay? Clear? Questions? Because it sounds like a Y. Unicorn. Even though it is a U. So it's based on the sound of the vowel or the consonant, rather than whether it's a consonant or a vowel. Like, I need a... yes, CJ.
Yeah, so even if it's an abbreviation like MPD, I say I have an MPD appointment.
Yes, I have an MPD appointment because it's M. The first sound is E. And so the article should be an. It's not, I have a MPD. Okay? Okay. Next thing. Yes, Dan.
Sometimes we hear the
okay. You want to explain? When, OE, you want to explain? When do you say the? When do you say the?
You use the pronunciation the if it's a consonant.
Consonant.
And then the if it's about a vowel.
Okay, so you say the question, but you actually say the answer. Oh, nga no. Vowel sound. Yes, sound of a consonant or sound of a vowel. So you say the question is this. The answer is this. Sige na nga. Okay. You actually say the apple. Okay, but again, guys, this is getting a little more advanced, okay? So you don't have to stop and say, okay, is it vowel or consonant? If it happens, it's okay. It's not wrong. If you say the answer, that doesn't mean it's wrong, diba? But it's how it's used.
Wa,
the one. Uh-oh. Okay? It's the sound of the consonant or the vowel. All right. Some words, guys, are both singular and plural. Please do not add S to these words. Do not say feedbacks. Do not say informations. Do not say stuffs. I have so many stuffs to do today. Okay, it's just stuff. Do not say equipment, even if you're only talking about one machine. I need the equipment from your office. Kahit madami yon, equipment pa rin siya. Okay? Luggage. Do not say luggages. Just say luggage. You can say how many pieces of luggage, but not luggages. Do not say baggages. When people come to Victory Weekend, they bring a lot of baggage with them. Do not say baggages. Okay? Offspring. Even if the child is one, it is still offspring. Even if there are many, it's still offspring. Correct? Not many offsprings. Yes. All right. Now, pronunciation, and I want you to try to say these words when we get to those specific examples. Basic thing, you stress the word in the sentence which would be most important to your meaning. Okay? When you say, Jesus died for you, what are you trying to say? Jesus died for you. Okay? Because it depends on what you are trying to stress. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. It's all different. Right? So when you ask a question, were you in the bank on Friday? The answer actually is no, I wasn't in the bank on Friday. I was in the bank on Saturday. Were you in the bank on Friday? I wasn't in the bank. I worked on Friday. Were you in the bank on Friday? Not me, but my sister was. Were you in the bank on Friday? No, but I was near it. Okay, so it depends on what you are trying to stress. Okay? All right. Okay, next thing, pronunciation. The vowels change, the pronunciation of the vowels change based on the stress. Okay, when it's only one syllable, ball, obviously. But then when it becomes balloon, the stress changes. It's not balloon. It's balloon. Right? So you adjust with how many syllables and with the stress. Again, we don't have time to go into all these details. But fast becomes breakfast. Breakfast, not break fast. And late becomes chocolate. It's not chocolate. Right? But you hear that. Chocolate. It's chocolate. Okay? All right. Common errors for Filipino speakers. Yes, Joe.
In a practical basis, diba, pasa mo na yung chocolate. Diba, parang ang weird lang eh. Kasi, nagsaslang ka na while you're speaking Tagalog. Is it okay if we say, oy, bili ka naman ng chocolate para sa atin?
I guess then you're bringing the English word into the Filipino language. So then you might use the Filipino rule. So you would say chocolate.
Oo.
Right? But then when you're saying, please pass the chocolate, it's not correct, right?
Pass me the chocolate, please.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so it depends on your context. Chocolate. Yeah, but you're not emphasizing every syllable, chocolate. Pwede naman. Uh-oh. Okay, so common errors or things that we have a hard time with in pronunciation, P and B. Everyone say P. B. B. V. And then T. But the sound of that is T, right? And then for TH, there's actually two different sounds. There's the th, and then the th, the soft and the hard. Okay, let's look at this. Say purple book. Okay, practice, huh? I'm going to ask you to say this out loud. Five.
Five.
Not five. 5 pesos only. Okay, it's five. Okay? You say best friends forever. Not forever. You say PBB, Pinoy Big Brother.
PBB.
PBB. Okay? Julius, say Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Phoebe. Okay, it's the F sound with the B. Okay, Phoebe. All right. You say thing.
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 Not thing. You say thing. I have so many things to do. You say things. I have so many things to do. Teeth. The first one is the T. The second one is the th, right? So you say teeth, not teeth. You say this, these, and those. This, these, those. Okay. You say thorough, and you say through. Okay. Question so far? Did I lose any of you?
Partial question.
Yes, Christian.
The last line, is it supposed to be P and F?
Yes, there's also the P and F, but there's also the P and B and then the B and V. Okay, because these are actually not, like the F is not part of the original alphabet of the Filipino language, right? So even V. So that's why we have a hard time pronouncing it. Right? But it was added later on. All right? Okay, where are we? You say snake?
Snake.
Not e-snake. Snake. Snake. It starts with the S, not with the I. You say smart. And you say school.
School.
I go to school, not e-school. E-school bukol. Okay? Circumstances? Not circumstances. Circumstances. Basically. Okay? You say Jesus? Not Jesus. 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 Please. Okay? You say, there's a, what? What is the difference between Calvary and Cavalry? Aside from the spelling, Joey? Jesus died where? Yes, Jay, thank you for pointing that out. He died on the cross in Calvary, not Cavalry. Okay, and then when you are doing communion, you say cup, you do not say cap. Let's all partake of the cap. Okay? I don't have a cap, but I have a cup. Joe?
Cavalry is the army division of horseback.
Yes, cavalry is that division. Okay? So you say cup, you don't say cap when you are partaking of communion together. Not cup. Not cap, you say cup. All right, you say February.
February.
There's no R. February. Okay? You say psalm? Psalms. When do you say, when should you use psalm? When should you use psalms? Dar?
The book of Psalms refers to everything. But if you're referring to just one, it's Psalm. So Psalm 1, Psalm 2.
Yes. So when you're talking about the whole book of Psalms from chapter 1 until 100, I think 150, you're talking about Psalms. But when you're talking about that specific, Psalm 23 says, wala nang S. Dun sa second. Okay? Yes. Hulaan mo yung next, ah. You say Proverbs. You don't say Proverbs. Okay? Proverbs. Yes, Joe. What? You can tell him. Okay. Guys, you say 10? 20. Don't say 20. 20. Okay, you say 30. 40. Not 40. 50. Not 50. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 1,000. A million. Not a million. A million. Okay? Alright, so basically those are most of the common errors that we face as second language learners. Alright? We have 10 minutes for tips. Okay, I'm going to fast forward because I was actually supposed to ask you to spot errors and read stuff later na. Sandali. Wala na tayong time. Later, let's go back to it. Let's do the tips first, okay? You have class pa later. Oh, you have lunch and then you have class, right? Okay, let's do the tips first because that's more important than spotting the errors. Okay. One, get over your inhibitions about English. Please, okay, whatever background or whatever things you have in your mind about why you don't like English or why English doesn't like you, okay, please get over your inhibitions about English. If you need to jump off the cliff and just practice using the language, please go for it. Okay? Okay ba yon? All right. Set a high standard for communication. Okay, you know, reality is, most of our young attendees, our youth, they don't know whether the subject and the verb, whether they agree. Okay, but that's not a reason not to use language correctly. Okay, don't use that as an excuse. Hindi naman nila alam eh. Pare-pareho lang kaming walang alam dito. But you actually need to raise that standard. If they're going to learn how to speak English well, then why not in the youth service? Okay, so set a high standard for communication. Next, please avoid code switching, especially in the sentence. Okay, code switching just basically means taglish. Okay? Because like, you know, I have to make ligo na. And, you know, like in the middle of the sentence, you are switching from Filipino to English. There are times when the situation calls for it, but not that way. Okay, so use Filipino and use it well. Use English and use it well. It's hard, dar. Okay, yes, it is hard. Okay, next one, listen. We covered this already. Listen to the experts. Listen to your peers. Listen to the people who are listening to you in the preaching, okay, in the service, right? You know that. Next one, please read. Read some more and then read some more, okay? Keep learning. Those of you who ask questions about prepositions, I could not answer all your questions in one sitting. You can find out for yourself, okay? Keep learning and then those seeds will bear fruit. Next one, please respect the language, okay? Like what we said, you cannot probably preach in Filipino alone. You will need English, okay? We use it all the time. But we don't respect it, okay? Text, ginagawang invento yung mga ano, diba? I mean, I have another point about that later. But we have to know how to use it, okay? And practice it well. Don't wait until you're on the pulpit already and then you're going to use it properly. You have to actually practice and respect the language all the time. Okay, so try that. Try texting with complete words. Why not? Diba? Practice rin yun. All right. Okay. Next one. Okay, be relevant. Yes, you're campus missionary, so you should know how hegemons talk. This one says, a person who types likes this pose. Okay, I can't even read it. But so it's okay to be relevant, to know what the culture is now, but you also have to know how to use it correctly. All right? Next one, if you don't know something, try to find out the answer. You can Google it, but you still have to figure out how you're going to use it. Okay? We were blessed with brains. We have to use them. Okay? All right, next one. Wait. All right, in any message, you need to pay attention to content, organization, and language. Today, we look primarily at language, but it will only work if you have good content and good organization. So you know that. You've been doing content and organization in your preaching classes as well, okay? Next, less is more. If you can say it in a way that is concise, clear, and coherent, please do that. No need to go around in circles, okay? Here, Colossians 4, verses 3 to 4, Paul says, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. And then he says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly, that mystery, that gospel. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly. And the same way with us. Don't just preach, but preach clearly. Okay? Practice telling stories in English, just like what Tony, Babes, and David did. Try doing that, whether it's a story from the Bible or it's what happened to you last week. Okay, try that. Practice reading out loud. Okay, if we had time, I would have actually asked you to read out loud. But sometimes when you're just reading your Bible or you're reading a newspaper, practice reading out loud. It really helps. Okay, with regard to when to pause, how to pause, or or even with your pronunciation. Okay? Even so that your mind doesn't go ahead of your mouth. Para medyo sync sila. Okay? All right. Next one, eliminate fillers. Things like that. You can actually eliminate fillers by watching yourself. Take a video of you preaching. Okay? And then instead of saying you pause. It's okay when you're thinking that you pause. It doesn't sound awkward. Instead of saying like hello, like, you know, okay, pause na lang. Okay, and then practice. Okay, proofread your work. Check punctuation marks, spelling. Even in PowerPoint presentations, what's the error? Keep calm. Okay, and proofread. You change the meaning because you did not proofread. Okay, so please, even in your PowerPoint presentations or your keynote, please proofread. All right, this one is not in your notes, so you might want to write this down. Practice how to deliver essential parts of your message that might be your introduction or that might be your conclusion or a particular story. You're not sure how to say it, it's a little controversial. Practice before you get there. Don't practice while you preach. Okay? Next, ask for feedback. Do not wait for someone to tell you, alam mo, bro, you said it this way, you should have said it the other way. You have to seek out feedback and say, you know, I'm gonna preach, maybe you can listen to how I say things and then can you tell me about it after? Okay? It takes a greater level of humility, but it's going to be worth it. All right? Okay, so my last thing for you guys is you're going to have to be intentional about how you grow in your language use. Okay, we're not, no one's going to follow up on you. Well, maybe they will, but I won't. Okay, but it's going to be your responsibility and you're going to have to be intentional about whether you develop or not. Okay, so we're done. And if you have any questions, just let me know. Do you want to do a reading exercise or pronunciation or no more na? Oh yeah, we have just a form for feedback. Not feedbacks.
Or feedback. All right, so guys, let's do Varsha a favor and complete this form first. Wait, you know, just a few minutes before that. Sige, para tuloy-tuloy na tayo. How many of you appreciate Varsha for watching? Varsha, excellent, excellent work. I think we all learned a lot. I learned tons. Percy and Maya were so bitten talaga with, I'm sorry. Percy and Maya wished they were able to stay much longer because what they heard. I think just that practice of finishing a sentence in either straight English or straight Filipino is going to go a long way. So I am extra conscious right now. So I'm pausing. But we also want to let you know that if you would like the Ortigas people or Jay and Chris, Dan and Roel, if you would like to book Varsha for more in-depth follow-up sessions, then that's possible. Also, you can talk to her after this, or you can talk to Christian or Dan or Jay how they did that. Varsha, what's the maximum number of people you can handle in one group? 6 to 7. So 7. Okay. So if you're as quick to learn as the Ortigas people, you can do 7. Or otherwise, you would prefer 6. So if some of you are interested, you can do that. I know some of these people, their centers have sponsored them. Some of these people are doing it from their own personal funds. I think this is a great investment. I honestly, just for the campus ministry side of things, why did we include this in the staff development? One of my personal limitations in being able to recommend people and see people of use in other capacities is communication skills. And it's, what's nakakahinayang in English? Nakakahinayang kasi siya pag, pag may binibigay sa ating pagkakataon, naka-opportunity tuloy. Nag-English na ako. At hindi natin magamit dahil hindi pa tayo handa. Diba? Sayang naman. And I don't think we're lacking for content. I don't think we're lacking for wisdom. I don't think we're lacking for Bible knowledge. The question is, how do we communicate that to people? And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be limited. We don't have to be limited. I really appreciate Varsha because this is very empowering what she's just presented to us, that I can learn this, I can become better at this thing. And I'm excited at what would happen to our different campus ministries if we all become good in this area. We can also apply the gospel-centered thing here, that, Lord, you know, you accept me for all my sins, all of my subject-verb disagreements and all of that. I'm still fine, I'm still accepted, I'm still loved. And this will allow us to fearlessly learn this language. You know, one last point. Pastor Ferdy, Pastor Dennis, to me, are some of the best examples of people who really progressed significantly in learning English. And for both of them, it was fearlessness. They were just so, I don't mind. If I'm going to make a mistake, I'll make a mistake. I'm going to practice. I don't mind if you correct me. I don't mind if you laugh at me. In fact, I'll be the first, I'll laugh at myself. I still remember so many atrocious things that Pastor Ferdy preached, so many atrocious things that Dennis preached, and that's not the way they are anymore. So we can either pretend that we don't have a problem, or we can face the fact that we have a problem, laugh at ourselves for a few months, a few years, and then reap the benefits for the rest of our lives. All right? So thank you so much, Varsha. This was a really, really excellent program. Ian wants a follow-up. let's go help her out here. You can give those out. Thank you. Please take the time to honestly answer these evaluation forms so that Varsha can use it for her own development. And the people we were supposed to have a meeting with this lunchtime, break na muna tayo. Feeling ko, we need to rest our brains, okay? Are you well? I'm sorry. Are you good? No, are you well? All is well? All right. Thank you so much, Varsha. Let's give her another round of applause. Thank you. Are you going to be around lunchtime, Varsha? Are you going to be around for lunch, or do you have to leave? You'll be here. Okay, so sit beside her, ask her your questions. Okay, so let's just pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. We ask you, Lord, to Continue to grow us and bring us to maturity in this area. We thank you that you give us the grace to do what we are supposed to do and to be who we are supposed to be. We pray for those of us, Lord, who really want to do this and take it to the next level, if that's all of us. We pray that you will give us the grace to practice, to find the right books, to find the right materials that will be helpful to us. In Jesus' name, amen.